It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Nathan Mueller. He's a Nebraska Extension Cropping Systems Educator in Saline, Jeff, and Gage counties. And we're going to continue on this week with our planting updates. What are you seeing as guys try and get that next crop planted, Nathan?
Yeah, so you know, farmers have made great progress with the dry weather that we've had, both in terms of corn and soybean harvest. Wheat farmers in eastern Nebraska are following soybeans typically with their wheat acres and kind of had record pace in getting soybeans out. So we've seen some earlier planting of wheat this year than we've seen in years past. So even farmers in northeast Nebraska got wheat planted the end of September, which is probably a week to 2 weeks early. And we've seen the same progress down here where I'm located out in southeast Nebraska, where we do have wheat already emerged that was planted back in September. But we're still working on planting progress of wheat. We just put in a plot yesterday with a producer which have 11 variety or 11 strips that were 1 acre each. So we're still getting finished up on planting in the area.
Sounds like guys are having a decent go of it. I know in other parts of the state, drought has certainly been a concern as far as being able to get stuff planted. Have you seen any of that there, or are there any other concerns that you've noticed throughout this planting season?
Yeah, so you know, both northeast Nebraska and now even portions of southeast Nebraska are in drought ratings, probably the more severe area in a pocket there in northeast Nebraska. You know, even those producers that I talked to in those areas, they thought they found enough moisture with their planting depth that they weren't super concerned, at least in the short term, to get that crop germinated and emerged. We had a little bit of fall moisture here that the soybeans didn't use. The soybeans were already mature. So the field, for example, we planted in yesterday, there wasn't even that much dust flying behind the drill, and we were finding good moisture at that inch and a quarter, inch and a half, which is kind of the target planting depth for our area. So I think in the short term, for getting the crop up, we're fine. In the long term, we're definitely short on moisture. The field that we were in yesterday, there's soil moisture in about the top 18 inches, and below that was dry. And so really that top, you know, foot or two was some moisture that we got a little bit in August and in September. But we're definitely going to need some moisture to get the crop up and growing later this fall. And into next spring. So we're definitely could use a pause in harvest to give farmers a break and to give that wheat crop here in eastern Nebraska a good rain.
Certainly hoping for some moisture then. And you mentioned emergence and really getting into this next growing season for our wheat growers. Anything else you're kind of keeping an eye on or talking to guys about?
Yeah, I think just in eastern Nebraska, even though we're dry now, typically our weather pattern, we do pick up quite a bit of moisture as we move into May and early June. And so, you know, watching and scouting for diseases is something that we're going to continue to focus on and encourage growers to look at. But probably things here in the short term for growers to consider is get out this fall and get some plant population or stand counts. The easiest time to count plant populations for wheat is actually soon after it emerges, before it tillers. And just like we always encourage growers in eastern Nebraska to look at their corn and soybean wheat, or their corn and soybean populations, really encourage growers to get out there and see what they got for a final stand. So you knew how many pounds or how many, hopefully you knew how many seeds per acre you dropped, and we just encourage you to get that and look at a stand count. And that can really help us look at nitrogen management, whether we need to get out there a little bit early and maybe push some spring tillering or fall tillering yet with some extra nitrogen, or if we can hold off and have good tillering and good stand counts already this fall, maybe we don't need to rush to get out there right away next spring to get nitrogen on.
All right. Our guest again this week, Nathan Mueller. He is a Nebraska Extension Cropping Systems Educator in Saline, Jeff, and Gage counties with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.